Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara throughout the Daf brings the sources that we go Bosar Roiv. How do we know from the Torah that we rely on Roiv, we rely on the majority? Now this idea of going Bosar Roiv applies to Yoni Machshava as well, as we'll see. And we'll see how Roiv is Mechriah in Avodas Hashem. So first of all, we learn the Gemara Menochas Daf Chozayin that says that in the Arba meaning that we have in the Lulav, the Gemara says, Shnayim mem oisim peris, v'shnayim mem ein oisim peris. The Gemara says they need each other. They have to be combined together. V'chen Yisrael b'ratzo et shekulam b'aguda achas. Am Yisrael has to be together in one aguda. The version of this in the Medrash, the famous Medrash, Ve'ikur Rabba Olam Yud Beis, the Medrash tells us that there's four types of Yidin. The Esrog represents the ones that have good midos, good mitzvahs, and Torah. The Lulav represents the ones that have Torah, but they don't have Maisi Toivim. The Hadassim, that has the good smells, the one that have Maisi Toivim, but don't have Torah. And the Arava is the one that has neither. The Arava represents the Rishoyim. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyselem, Le'av Domi Evshai, can't come and just remove the Rishoyim and destroy the Rishoyim. All combined together, and as we mentioned, the Shor Machshava on that daf in Menachos, Rabbi Shapir Zitzal, in his last shiur that he gave in his lifetime, Shiur Noshana Rabo, he explains that's the whole Indian of the Avodah of Sukkot to reach the Noshana Rabo, because after the Kapar of Yom Kippurim, what do we have another din in Noshana Rabo? The din of Shana Rabba is the fact that Am Yisrael takes care of everyone. Kulam ba'agud achas. The Rishoyim also have kapara because of the tzaddikim. And this is what the Gemara in Christus Davov on base tells us. The Gemara in Christus says that you have 11 simimon hektoris. 10 of them have good smell, but there's one that has a bad smell. And that is the chelbono, which is rei chara. But when the chelbono connects to the other simon hektoris, so then it joins together to have a good smell. Says the Gemara of Shimon Chasido called Tiny Shen Bamipoishi Yisrael. If you have a fast, I'm a sort of davening. You don't have a Poishi Yisrael? Ain't a tiny, because it has to be all about good achas. And this day, story is brought up in a few places. The Chedor brings it in Kikar Leheden, Simon Zain, and Ovis Paragbeis Mishnah Dalet. He says the idea of a tzibur is Rosh Hatevois, Tzadikim Benoinim Rishoim. That together they're one unit, they're Rishoim together with everybody else. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that this idea that the Rishoyim are together with everyone else is only as long as the Rishoyim are the minority. As we see in the Medrash, you have the Arava as the Rishoyim with all the three meaning. The Simone Hektoris, you have 10 Simone Hektoris good, there are good ones, you have the Chelbon, which is bad. Why? Because you go Basar Roiv, and the mute is bottled to the Roiv. So if the Roiv are Tzadikim, the Roiv are the Hashem, the Rishoyim join them together, they're bottled to the Roiv. Because the Roiv is kiveh of everybody. And this is the idea of the agudo, that you mevata the Rishoyim beroiv. We find this also, legabe, the halacha, the Rambam brings, and peregim yuchas tshuvo, that how does a person nidoin? A person is nidoin pi ruboy, meaning, if he's ruboy, he's a tzadik. If he's ruboy, he's a rasha. Mechzal mechz is a benri. So the majority is machriya who he is. We mentioned many times the name of my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zitzal. What's the idea of go based on Roiv? Every mitzvah that a person does, he's judged on it. Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik gomer, was punished for one aveira. But here we're not dealing with the specific mitzvah. We're talking here about achra, who the person is. The Gemara says that tzaddikim yetzotayv shoivtam, which means usually what moves them, what's their leader, is the yetzotayv. And Rishayim yetzahara shoivtam. We call it the Machriya, who is the person? Is the person a tzaddik, a rasha, a beinoni? You go based on Roiv, not in numbers, but in quality. Where is he noite? Where is he tilting towards? You go based on the Roiv. If the Roiv is tilting the tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. You go based on Roiv. And we'll end with the Nekuda, the Chidah says, in the Kisei David Yush Gimel. He brings the question, what's the tzaddikim? They get punished in this world, and they get rewarded in the world to come. And the Rishayim, they get rewarded in this world and they're punished in the world to come. What's shot if the Rishayim have some mitzvahs, let them enjoy in the world to come? So the Chidah there brings a few answers. But the first answer he brings is that we go based on Raif. And if the tzaddik is Rubai tzaddik, so therefore, when Oyla Abo, which is Oyla Ma'emes, you want to judge him on what he is. He's a tzaddik. The mute is Balta Baroif. So you have to take care of it, Oyla Ma'az, and then you go to Oyla Ma'abo, pure tzaddik. And the Rasha is the opposite. Because the Raif is a Rasha, so he's considered to be a Rasha. So therefore, Oyla Ma'abo, he's going to go to Oyla Ma'abo, completely Rasha. Oyla Ma'emes, you go based on the Raif. Hi, what about the mute? Because Shmuel doesn't ignore it, he gets the reward in Oyla Ma'aze. But the reason why in Oyla Ma'abo, he goes pure Aveira, because you go based on Raif. So you see, our roiv is machriya in inyan you have to do with avoytes Hashem and oimek hamachshava. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.